Finally, a farm bill. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? If not, on this vote, the yeas are 68, the nays are 32, and the conference report is agreed to.
With that vote in the U.S. Senate, the 2.5-year debate on adopting a new 5-year farm bill is a pen stroke away from becoming law.
I would urge colleagues to join together in a bipartisan way, as we have throughout this process, to vote yes on this farm bill, and to give our farmers, our ranchers, and the rest of the 16 million people who work in agriculture the farm bill that they deserve.
Senate Ag Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow making comments before the final vote on the Agricultural Act of 2014. It passed the Senate 68-32, with Senator Lamar Alexander voting in favor and Senator Bob Corker voting against the bill. Tennessee Farm Bureau President Lacey Upchurch says while it's not a perfect bill, it's one that will give our farmers the certainty they need in their business decisions.
I think it's a good win for everyone. I really do, and I just appreciate especially Senator Alexander for voting with us on that issue, and several of our congressmen in Tennessee support us, and it was a good bipartisan support, you know, from both sides, and that's somewhat of a, you know, different from what we've had in Washington in the past, and I'm just glad they were able to come together and finally get a farm bill out of both the House and the Senate.
The farm bill had passed the House by a vote of 251-166, with Tennessee Representatives Diane Black, Stephen Fincher, and Dr. Phil Rowe in favor of the legislation. Now it moves on to the president's expected signature to become law.
And it will certainly, you know, give our farmers an idea of what they can expect, you know, in the future.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.